A pollster and editor of the Daily Dispatch, Ben Esten, says people are benefiting from the rift between former President Rawlings and President Mills and do not wish that it settle down quickly. Speaking on Radio Ghana's Behind the News, Mr. Esten said the statement issued by former President Rawlings would not straighten issues within the party and rather bring about more division. He noted that the development, if not managed, can go a long way to affect the fortunes of President Mills in the upcoming elections. He spoke to King's Jobbing Chair.
From the little I know, there are people who have benefited from the way the founder and the president are not getting on. So they've been knocking their heads together.
I guess you've seen the just released statement from the office, and it is,
yes,
in a way questioning the action taken by the National Executive Committee. Do you think such a statement will help party unity?
That is why I said that I think that regard to party unity, as Ms. Gary in NDC, the Council of Elders headed by the former president has not helped matters. And I think the this evening statement will only pour fuel on confusion in the party.
Paul, you said some people were seemingly benefiting from this rift. Can you tell us precisely how they are benefiting?
People have impressed upon the founder that if people don't call, maybe respect him or give him his due influence, then he should help with the party back into position to cover the party, because the statement this evening will only add fuel to the fire that has already been lit.
Pollster and editor of the Daily Dispatch, Ben Esten, talking to King's Jobbing Chair. Meanwhile, the NDC MP for Dentan, Kwejue Duasari, is calling for mediation between all parties involved in order to bring unity into the party. He said the blame game must stop, as it will not help the party.
Some of us are calling for some kind of truce, and it can only happen when cool heads decide to put things where they really belong. Others have openly charted the course of, you know, absolute denial as to whether there are cracks in the party or not, and all of that. Now, some of us can't watch things go the way it is going, but some of us around also feel that there must be a better approach to the whole issue. So for me, it's not about finding fault here and there. Mine is only to suggest a better way of handling some of these issues.
NDC MP for Dentan, Kwejue Duasari.